Jesus.
We worship.
Hallelujah.
We worship.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We worship you, Lord. We exalt you, Lord. You're worthy, O Lord. You're worthy, O Lord. We worship.
That's a lovely song. Good song to start with. That's number 90. We've heard it played. Now we'll sing it together. Living for Jesus. Praise God. I feel bad for people that don't understand that holiness is simply living for Jesus. They like to make it a lot of rules, do's and don'ts, but really just love Jesus. Live for him. Live to please him. Live to fulfill his purpose. Live to have fellowship with him. That's holiness, and God takes care of the other aspects of our lives when we do that, when we live for Jesus. And so let's open our hearts to him this evening and trust that God will come and manifest himself to each and every one of us. It's so good to be here with Brother Keith. I was very excited to find out that I'd be ministering with Brother Keith, and the Lord is in charge of the meeting. Brother Keith and I, we'll look to the Lord and work together well, I'm sure. Brother Keith's only here for a few days, so we're going to work him a little bit harder. And I'm asking him to, feel free to give the main talks in the days that he's here. And I know that he'll be a blessing. Praise God. I didn't ask for a guest list or a staff list. Lily kept saying, did you text Brother Paul yet and get a list? And I was going to, but I kept forgetting. But you know, I'm kind of glad I did, because when I came up here, I was so surprised at who I was seeing. You know, this one was at the table, and Tim and Kaya hadn't seen for a while, and then there was Cecil that I hadn't seen for years. And so everyone was a surprise. And the ones that I've seen, I was surprised to see you too. And we have a way of surprising one another. When you don't see each other for a year, you're surprised when you see. I used to have black hair. People were surprised when they saw me after a while.
I used to have hair.
Praise God. Okay. So anyway, we're happy to be here, happy that you're all come. I know that some of you are tired and have been packing and traveling today, as we have, and so we're not going to keep you very long. That's why I asked Brother Keith to speak. And because if I spoke, you'd be here a long time. Sure. Praise God. But let's sing together. Number 90, Living for Jesus.
Living. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
How you gave yourself for us.
Thank you.
Lord, we sing about it so easily. And yet, Lord, when we take a moment to think about it.
That's right.
Oh, how you gave, all you gave.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus, we'll never be able to comprehend it. But as you open our understanding and reveal things to us by the Holy Ghost, we can't help but give ourselves to you in return. Lord, you gave yourself completely, fully. Lord, help us to do the same. Enable us, Lord, we pray. Let it be our joy to give ourselves to you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
And Lord, in these days that we're together, get more of us, get hold of more of us, Lord.
Yes, God.
Oh, Jesus, that's our desire, that's our prayer. Lord, we pray that the Holy Spirit will do His work,
yes,
claim His own.
Yes, Father.
Lord, take charge of our lives more completely.
Yes, there, God.
Lord, we love you tonight. We want you to be honored and glorified
yes.
in this gathering
yes.
and all of our time together. Lord, we pray, have your way. Jesus, make us
yes.
sensitive to the Holy Spirit.
Thank
Get
you.
Our eyes off of ourselves. Clear our mind of other
yes,
things.
God. Yes, Lord.
And Lord, we pray that you'll just bring us into the flow of what you have planned for us at this time.
Yes.
Use whomever you desire. Lord, we pray that these meetings will be your meetings.
Yes, God.
That we'll know that God has come to us, that God has spoken, that God has changed us.
Yes. Have your way, Lord.
Lord, we want to go home different than when we came.
Yes, Lord.
And we know that you have that plan for each and every one of us. And so, Jesus, we, as we've sung, we give ourselves to you.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Dear Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah, glory.
Praise you, Lord. Praise you.
Wonderful, wonderful.
You are Lord. We worship. Worship.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
I am thine, O Lord. I have heard thy voice.
Number 345 in our hardcover hymn book. 345. Praise God. Let's sing that first verse again.
Yeah.
Pilgrim Camp is that it's not just the ministers that speak and share the things that God has made real to them, but that you in the congregation, are you a congregation? I guess so. That you have also opportunity to share briefly things that the Lord has blessed you with, that you can bless others with. Now, I notice that when people get up and they say, I don't know where to begin, that usually means they don't know where to end. Have you ever noticed that? So, don't get up and say, I don't know where to begin. But if the Lord should lead you to share, of course, we want to leave time for others, and there are other things that God wants to do in the meeting. And so, anyway, but I want you to feel free. I know we all do. And we look forward to that. That's what makes these meetings so special, when God uses different members of his body. And it's nice to hear what God's been doing with you since we've seen each other last. And so feel free to do that throughout the week. Come just saying, Lord, I'm at your disposal. If you want me to say something, I will. And if not, then I'll just join in praise and open my heart and be in faith with the others as long as Jesus has his way.